You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date with what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. Today, the $1.5 million Richland County Summer Road Paving Plan is coming into view. Before we begin, a quick message. The Richland School of Academic Arts is committed to providing the best academic core curriculum, blended with meaningful integration of the visual and performing arts to build educated, confident students to be future community leaders. The Richland School of Academic Arts is now enrolling for the 2024 to 2025 school year. Click the link in our show notes or head to the richlandschoolofacademicarts.us to learn more. Now our feature story. The $1.5 million Richland County Summer Road Paving Plan is coming into view. On Tuesday, county commissioners approved a nearly $851,000 contract with Sarver Paving of Ashland to chip and seal nearly 30 miles of county roads. They also approved county engineer Adam Gove's request to seek bids for hot asphalt repaving of 4 to 5 miles of county roads this year with an estimated price tag of $661,000. These bids will be opened June 13th. Chip and seal is a pavement treatment that combines one or more layers of asphalt with one or more layers of fine aggregate. Chip seals are typically used on rural roads carrying lower traffic volumes. The benefit of chip sealing is that it's cheaper than hot asphalt resurfacing, but the downside is that it doesn't last as long. 10 different county roads will be the beneficiaries of the procedure. Gove said, quote, "We do a rating on all of our roads annually, and a chip seal is more of a maintenance item. So we'll go through and do the repairs that are needed before. It's not a terrible road yet, so we put this treatment on it to extend the life of the pavement." Nevertheless, he said, quote, "Somewhere down the road, it will probably require an asphalt resurfacing." Gove noted he got 6 bids for the chip and seal project, the lowest of which came from Sarver. The second lowest bid was Melway Paving from Holmesville, and the highest bid was Small Sand and Gravel Incorporated from Gambier. Gove was pleasantly surprised to receive 6 bids for the project when typically they only receive 2 or 3. The chip seal project is scheduled to be complete by September 15th. Next, some Ohio history. Did you know that Dawes Butler was an influential voice actor from Ohio? He was especially well known for his work with Hanna-Barbera and Walter Lantz Studios. He voiced iconic characters like Yogi Bear, Chili Willy, Elroy Jetson, Huckleberry Hound, Quick Draw McGraw, and Snagglepuss. Butler started as an impressionist, performing in vaudeville and teaming up in the comedy trio The Three Short Waves before joining the U.S. Navy during World War II. Post-war, he voiced numerous animated characters and starred in the puppet show Time for Beanie. Butler's legacy includes training voice actors like Nancy Cartwright and Corey Burton. He died in 1988, but his characters and influence endure in animation history. Now an event that you should know about. This Saturday at 7 p.m., head over to Malabar Farm State Park for an evening of square and line dancing. Featuring music from the Back Porch Swing Band, the event is free for all who participate. Beginners are welcome and encouraged to put on their dancing shoes. Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember the life of Vin Black Jr. Vin was born in Dayton, Ohio in 1942 and dedicated his career to education, teaching at Appleseed Junior High, Malabar, and Mansfield Senior High. He was later the principal at Appleseed Middle School. He also taught German in Ashland High School. A kind, intelligent, and generous man, Vin served on numerous community boards and volunteered extensively. He was a devoted husband, voracious reader, and avid traveler. He was preceded by a daughter and is survived by his wife, Mary Jo, daughter, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and sister. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Vin's life. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.